Welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM. Mike Warford with you on this Tuesday morning. I have two special guests in our studios this morning talking about a great organization here helping seniors. It's called Seniors Helping Seniors out of the Beaufort area. And joining us this morning are the owner of the organization, Tina Boggs. Also, Andy Schneider is joining us this morning to talk about this great organization. Tina, welcome to our station. Talk about Seniors Helping Seniors, please.
Thank you, Mike, for having us. Seniors Helping Seniors is a non-medical in-home care agency. We try to help people find creative solutions for care when they are getting older and want to stay in their homes, but need a little extra care.
All right, so the big question, I'm getting to that age, when we talk about seniors, what's the age we're talking about?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. There are three things that make up our age. It's our time here on Earth, it's our lifestyle, and it's how young we feel. So everybody's age can feel and look a little different, but pretty much anyone that is starting to have any kind of medical issues where they're needing a little bit of extra help around the home, it could be an acute situation, maybe a hip replacement or a knee replacement, or it could be just getting older and not able to do and stamina to do the things around your home that you once could do by yourself.
All right, so you're the owner of the organization. How'd you get started?
I cared for my mom for about 15 years. It was a very spiritual journey as I was growing in my faith and raising my family. I found myself having to care for my husband and my mom all at the same time. So I had a 30-year IT background, took a sabbatical and took care of her. Constantly ask myself, how in the world do seniors navigate all of this? Mm-hmm. And so when my mom passed away, I was outside of the hospice room in the courtyard, and I just felt God tug at my heart and say, you're to help other seniors through things like this.
So what kind of area do you serve?
We serve Hall, Forsyth, Beryl, Walton, all of the northern Georgia areas, all the way over to Hartwell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All of northeast Georgia, then. That's a big area.
Yes.
So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach us on our website at shslanier.com, or they can call us at 770-884-4358.
All right. One more time that number again, please.
770-884-4358.
All right. I'll remember, I need that in the future for that standpoint. We're glad to have Tina Boggs this morning, the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors. Also joining us this morning, working with her, is Andy Schneider, who enjoyed talking with Andy before the program again this morning about your background. You work with veterans. Tell us about that, Andy.
Yes, sir. I'm the Veterans Account Manager with Seniors Helping Seniors, and I have the honor and privilege to work with our veteran clients. I work with our existing veteran clients, also work hard in talking with new prospective clients. Oftentimes, these veterans really don't know the benefits that they're eligible for. And so they're very pleased to know when we talk about the programs and the benefits that we do offer and can help them navigate. That's a big part of my job, is help them navigate through the process of getting the in-home care. And it's such an honor. My son and I have been working with veterans for about 6-7 years. So this job was a blessing for us. Now we can continue to work with them and bless them even more by offering them these benefits that, again, they may not even know exists. And they're such a humble group. I'll talk to many vets, and when I'm sharing with them some of the benefits, so many times we hear, oh, somebody needs it more than me. Oh, there's got to be someone. I'm not that, you know, at that level yet. And everyone that I've talked to that now has benefits wish they would have started and gotten them earlier. They're like, oh, I have a much better understanding now about these. This helps me so much, my quality of life. And all of them, even though they too once said, oh, there's somebody, you know, somebody that deserves this more than me. But I have to remind them that, look, you earned this. You deserve this. The funds are there for you. You're not taking these funds from any other veteran. And so definitely take advantage of them, because you earned these through your service for our country.
So are these benefits you helped them with VA, or how do you distinguish all this?
It is navigating with the VA. I'm often every day on three-way calls with the veteran, prospective client, and the VA, navigating again that system, working with our programs that they may qualify for. And most of the time, it's a smooth process. I'll give you an example. One of my first success stories, I was visiting the local VFW here in Gainesville. I met a 95-year-old Korean War vet and sat next to him during lunch. And he asked me what I did. I told him. So it was just a very organic meeting. And he said, "Wow, I really need to talk to you because my daughter, who was his primary caregiver, right, said, we've been trying to get somebody for about 10 months to come in our home and help us." And so I got all his information on a napkin right there at the VFW, and a success story. Literally in two weeks, 14 days between the time I met this gentleman and we had a caregiver in his home was 2 weeks to the day.
Wow.
And they had been working with another company for almost 10 months with no results. So that was my first success story, and it's been wonderful ever since.
I think about how much easier it is going that route than going through the federal government. Is that to hook you up with the director of the VA there with Doug Collins, and that'd be nice. You know, Doug just lives up the road here, and put you in touch with him. That'd be great to know, because there's so many seniors, men and women, who just don't know what's out there, do they?
They have no clue, and they've been wondering, like, what do I qualify for? Mm-hmm. Just yesterday, my son and I were at Smoky Springs right down the road here,
yes,
talking with the independent living, and we had a veterans meeting, 14 in attendance.
Oh, wow.
Lots of questions. We had World War II vet there, the Korea War vet, and a lot of surviving spouses don't know that they may mm-hmm. also qualify for some benefits that we can help them with, which would help them tremendously. But it was a great event, lots of questions, and they always come up, what would I qualify, what's available for me? And my question is, let's talk about what you need so I can help you more.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM, is Seniors Helping Seniors. So Tina, talk about, when we talk about the help, Andy just mentioned it right there, so are we talking about people that are in home and can't get out, or people who are disabled? Who's eligible for all these services?
Well, obviously, you know, what Andy's touching on is the VA focus.
Sure.
Again, going back to what I originally stated, our specialty is we help seniors find creative solutions to be able to afford the care. So mm-hmm. We have different programs that we're aware of. That's one of the specialties in the NACS, or I guess the gifts that God gave me, was to be able to figure out programs like this and help people figure out how to navigate and get through those things. So people that are, you know, a potential client for us is anyone that is a veteran that is needing a little extra help around the home. It is anyone that wants to stay in their home. We can come into their home and assist them with activities of daily living, and then IADLs, which is instrumental activities of daily living. Those are things that everyone can do in their home, but ADLs are skilled techniques for bathing, toileting, dressing, feeding, and ambulating. So we can also go into people's to an assisted living with people if they decide that that's a better option for them. We have helped people to transition into there, and then we do come in and bring that one-on-one attention to them when they're in the facilities. So we really can help anybody anywhere if the need is there.
So what do you find out when people reach that age where they need help and they say, okay, who do I contact? So I end up contacting your organization. I know, for example, my dad, after my mother passed away, is that dad was in poor health. He's okay, you're not going to stay here. We're going to have to put you into an assisted living home. We found out here in Hall County, there's about 24 assisted living homes.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would say, well, I'd just rather live at home than mm-hmm. having to go to this kind of facility. When you talk to these people, what do they end up telling you about? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of distraught people that say, what in the world do I do? I don't know what to do.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we start with is just, we like to help families educate. So again, mm-hmm. you know, I was navigating this with two, you know, my mom and my mother-in-law, and raising my family. So it can be overwhelming, and having a career, you know, so there's all these things that we're trying to juggle in our own lives while we're trying to care for a loved one. So it can be a bit overwhelming, especially if you've never navigated this before. There's lots of things to know along the process, because people are in and out of the hospital. They're in and out of rehab and physical therapy, OT and PT. So, you know, we kind of help come in and fill those gaps during those times. So we can, you know, sometimes start care, and then our goal is to get you back on your feet and able to be independent, right? That's
sure.
a success story for us. But then there's other people that, you know, aren't in an acute situation, but they're going to continue to need care and help navigate the different phases that comes along with just the end of life. Honestly, as much as we don't like to talk about that, it is a reality. And so our goal is to help them to live out that final phase in the best way that they want. You know, we want to make their wishes, you know, come true. So some people want to stay at home. Some people prefer to go to an assisted living because there's more socialization there.
Right.
But then you don't get that one-on-one care. Sometimes that can be, you know, tricky based on staff reduction, you know, staff issues and things like that. So we really come in and fill the gaps in any of those situations and help people find creative ways to do that.
When you mentioned filling in the gaps, there are so many different organizations out there. You know, the government helps out different organizations that can help people. But what do you do differently than other organizations do?
Well, I think helping the veterans navigate through that is one of our big things that separate us. I think the other is we always look for, in our caregivers, I say we're not a faith-based company, but we do operate under faith principles. And so when we're hiring our caregivers, we're looking for the heart. And I think that that really shows through that we really, truly care. This is a ministry for me. It's not a business that I've created to go get rich. So it's not about the money for us. It is truly about serving. And we want the caregiver and the client's heart to be fulfilled by this relationship that we build.
We're talking about Seniors Helping Seniors Lanier here in the local areas. Their website is shslanier.com. So how many people do you have working with you?
Well, I would say that we have well over 150 caregivers.
Wow.
Yes, out in the field. And then we serve, since I started 4 years ago, we've served over 300 clients.
So everything's one-on-one, right?
One-on-one, yes.
So you have a caregiver that goes into someone's home and just is with them throughout the day. How does that work?
Yeah, so most agencies, again, this is, you know, we try to keep everything simple. We try to keep it straightforward. We're not going to try to force people to outlive their money. So we don't have a weekly minimum. We just have a shift minimum. That's simply to, out of respect for the caregiver, they need to have enough money to make, you know, to justify the gas to get there and back home. So we just have a 4-hour shift minimum. We don't charge extra on weekends or nights. We have two buckets of care or services, if you will. So companion care is the IADLs that we spoke about. So that's anything you want done around your home, meal prepping, lighthouse cleaning, pet care, going to the grocery store, doctor's appointments, encouraging exercise, keeping you active, keeping you moving, keeping your brain active. And then the personal care is ADLs. So that's the skilled care. So when you do skilled care, you get all the IADLs along with the ADLs. Those two is our buckets of services. And so when we come into your home, you know, we would do those things for you and help you with that.
So you end up having long time relationships with these people, don't you?
Yes. I mean, I have some clients that I've been here in the Gainesville area. I've been serving them for 4 years. So they truly feel like family to us.
No doubt about that. So also, you maybe start out with just maybe sitting with them and make sure they're okay, and then make progress to what kind of need they may have.
Absolutely. So a lot of times it can be that someone's just starting to, you know, one of the things we do specialize in that does make us a little bit different from the rest is dementia care. So as I got into this business, I noticed the need, and I watched so many families struggle with what to do in their home to keep their loved ones safe that was starting to show signs of dementia. So about 2 years ago, that really set into my heart that I wanted to be able to provide more to the community around that. So more education, basically. And so we started the Memory Cafe. But it can start with somebody just starting to show some signs of decline and some oversight. So we would like to come in, be more like a friend that's coming up alongside of them. And then as things do progress, that's where we really come in and help the family to navigate through different organizations that we are connected with for palliative or, you know, whatever care they need.
All right, I mentioned that. Tell me more about the Memory Cafe.
The Memory Cafe, here in Gainesville, United Methodist Church, we started the Memory Cafe a couple of months ago. So it's the third Thursday of every month. It's from 10 to 1. So what we do is we start out our We start out our day with breakfast, and then we usually will come in and have a short activity, and then we'll have somebody come in to do a larger activity, and then we'd split off the family caregivers, the loved ones that's caring for the dementia special guest. They will come into a separate room, and that's where we do a lot of education, give them a lot of education information. They get to find a community of other people who are walking along the same journey as them so that they can compare and contrast things and learn different techniques of when this happens, what do I do? And then we also bring in special guests. So this month we have an attorney coming in and helping with estate planning, because one of the biggest things, a lot of fear that a lot of family loved ones have, mm-hmm. is what happens to my loved one that has dementia if I go before them.
Absolutely.
So how do we have, you know, how are we prepared for that?
I'm interested in that because I've got a dear friend whose wife just developed dementia, and to the point where their daughter ended up moving into their home to try to take care of her mm-hmm. mother rather than them going to an assisted living home with a memory care place there. I would think this would be something great for even someone who's a caregiver, give them a break.
Absolutely. It is a time for them to come in and get that respite, because we do have a one-on-one caregiver that is there that will stand beside their loved one while we do the activities. But what we find is they're having so much fun with the activities that they, you know, don't even realize that their loved one's in another room. So that was one of our concerns, is separating them, but it's worked out really well so far.
One of the big things we've got this morning here on Community Focus, talking with Tina and with Andy about Seniors Helping Seniors, people educate you to know about this organization, because I think hopefully there's a lot of people will learn more about what you're doing, and you'll, you know, give more business and keep growing from this standpoint, because there's so many out there who need help, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we try to help educate around how Medicare comes into play. You know, what do they cover? What should you be asking for? So, you know, it's just really an overall, I mean, I've walked through it with two parents and then doing this business. You know, it's just really helping people educate them. And if at the end of the day, this is, you know, they're able to do it with family, that's fine. We just like to be here and help others. So
helping goes, Andy was mentioning about veterans. Mm-hmm. Is there a percentage, you know, so a ballpark idea of how many people are veterans who you work with, the Seniors Helping Seniors?
I would say that here's the tricky thing. Most people, when we meet them, there's so many vets out there that during our discovery, they may come in as like a private pay, but we'll through our discovery, we'll find that they are a veteran. So we'll end up getting them the VA benefits mm-hmm. Where they came to us originally thinking they were going to have to pay out of their pocket. So sure. We'll find that they qualify for the VA benefits and they end up getting it for free. So I would say that our ratio right now is probably about 60-40. 60% being VA and the 40% being private pay.
Okay. But you get that many people who are veterans that yeah. are getting help from SHAs.
Absolutely.
Wow. That is amazing. So how do people find out about your organization? Is it word of mouth, or is it going to your website? How do people end up? You know, I would not know if say my dad, I mentioned, put into a assisted living home, if he'd been a vet, I had no idea about your organization, especially being this young organization. How are people finding out about you?
Yeah, so with the VA stuff, you know, there's For Patriots out there, there's all these other organizations, but they charge. We don't sure. charge to do this. Mm-hmm. We do it for free. And, you know, it is a lot of word of mouth at this point. I mean, 4 years in, originally we were doing a lot of, you know, marketing and having to put things into a magazine. It's very difficult to really explain what we fully do sure. just through an ad. So
absolutely.
It has definitely been a lot of word of mouth, and we've grown very much organically.
But you're going to hear a lot more about it when we have her produce a public service campaign here at our studios, and you'll hear much more about this organization, how people can contact Sister my one more time, Mike, the Seniors Helping Seniors. And it's not that far away down in Beaufort, but you're helping, again, everybody here in the Northeast Georgia area. I'm glad to know you're helping out here in the Hall County area and all the areas that we serve here at 97.5 Glory FM. So let's talk in the last few minutes we have here of the program again. I want everybody to know about how to get in touch with you, okay?
Okay. Yeah, you can get in touch with us at shslinear.com. So that's shslinear.com. lanier.com, mm-hmm. or you can call our office at 770-884-4358. We have a whole group and a great team that's here to assist you and help you with your needs.
All right, again, everybody knows about the services you provide.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Everybody knows about the ideas, about the services you provide there for your organization.
Yeah, so again, it's basically anything that you need help with around your home and the activities of daily living. So it's the bathing, toileting, dressing, feeding, and ambulating, or just a friend that comes alongside you to do life, really.
I got to ask you the question. Was, you know, she found out that I'm blind and can't see. You deal with any blind people who are seniors?
Yes, we do. We actually serve a couple of blind people that need a little help with grocery shopping.
Oh, I'm sure.
Reading labels.
Yes.
So,
I'd also like to remind everybody, since a great local radio program you have here, that we're going to be at Long Street Cafe right down the road here on Friday. From about 11 a.m. until about 12:30 p.m., we're going to be celebrating National Seniors Day.
Oh, super.
And we're going to have some goodie bags, gift bags, maybe some gift cards as well. We'll be set up right outside Long Street Cafe, right down the road here this Friday.
Yep.
That'd be great, Andy, from that standpoint. And I'm sure we'd see some veterans there also that go in there. That's a great place to go have a good lunch and make sure you go and tell them I said hello from that standpoint. They're great friends of ours here at our station. So I'm really impressed about what y'all do. You mentioned Medicare. How does Medicare get involved in all this?
Yeah, so, you know, Medicare is there for anyone that's 65 and over. And so, again, you're going to go through a phase of life where you're going in and out of the hospital through acute situations. You'll, you know, go from the hospital into rehab, OTPT, and so, or you may go home with home health. So there's all these different programs. And some of it can be somewhat confusing because home health versus in-home care, what's the difference? So we try to help navigate and help people and educate on those things. So anything that home health is providing, palliative, hospice, Medicare will help cover those things. So a lot of people don't know to ask for equipment from those individuals because Medicare will cover some equipment that's needed in the home as you're recovering. So, you know, that's pretty much in a nutshell for a show like this to go into, but there's a lot more to know, but that, you know, that's what we help.
And one of the biggest things, Tina, and Andy knows this too, we don't know about the veterans, is that there are services out there that you don't know how to get those services.
Right. If you don't know what to ask for, right, you don't know what's available to you.
So, I had a gentleman just yesterday, a veteran, U.S. Coast Guard veteran, and he said, the lady at the VA told me I was approved, but I just needed to submit the paperwork, and I haven't got the paperwork. I don't know how, so I'm going to physically stop by later and get him that paperwork, even help him fill that out.
Great.
Because he's been told he's approved, but he's got to do this paperwork. It's all about the paperwork and knowing what to fill out, what forms. And so we're going to personally assist him so he can get that care that he's told he's already qualified for.
And I'm sure it's like Social Security. You can ask five different people a question and get five different answers. Same thing with VA, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
So our guests this morning on Community Focus have been Tina Boggs, the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors Lanier, and Andy Snyder, helping people out here in the area who need help. And a lot of times, for example, you may be in a neighborhood and see someone who maybe is a recent widow, and they're sort of lost, aren't they? You don't know how to get help. This is a great organization to help them out.
Yeah, there's a couple of ways that we could help that individual out. If they're still vibrant and going and able to do in life, you know, maybe they want to give back to others, and maybe they want to become a caregiver with us. So those are the individuals we would love to have come in and be a part of our team. They can be matched up. So we have a system that does a really nice matching process. So we learn about the caregivers as they come in, and then we learn about the clients, and we try to match them up based on their hobbies and preferences and things that they love to do. So if you're out there and you find yourself with a little extra time on your hands and you want to give back and be fulfilled by serving someone else, we would love to talk to you.
What kind of training would you need to get involved in this?
Yeah, so again, with the IADLs, there's no training or skills needed. That is our companion care. And a lot of times people don't understand what is seniors helping seniors. It doesn't really scream out non-medical in-home care. A lot of times people think we're a volunteer organization, but really the true model of seniors helping seniors is for that companion services, dealing with the IADLs. That's where we try to take someone that's maybe 45, and I am not saying that 45 is a senior, but taking someone that's like 45 to 75, we like to shorten that generational gap with the clients, and we like to partner them with someone that's got things in common that they can talk about. We want to really hone in and focus on true companionship and friendship in that bucket of services. So that's our focus with that. When we get into the skilled care, we have to broaden our age range and we have to go for skilled individuals. So that's people that know how to ambulate, know how to bathe and things safely and appropriately, so that you don't have further injuries. So our whole goal is to keep you out of the hospital, keep you in your home if that's what you desire.
I'm sure it's a great testimonies about people you have helped that have, you mentioned, these relationships that they just love the people they're working with.
Absolutely. We have a lot of relationships like that, and just so many memories. I mean, in fact, one of the gentlemen that I served very early on, he was one of my first clients, he actually told me about Longstreet. And so I just loved him, and so we even built a connection where I'd go visit him from time to time, and he told me about Longstreet, and so I would always take him his favorite meal from Longstreet over to his house and have lunch with him. So now he's obviously passed now, and so when I go to Longstreet, that's the exact meal that I eat every time.
Wow. that is great.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate you learning more about this organization. You will hear much more about it. Again, they're going to produce a public service announcement on our station here, and you'll hear much more about their organization and how you can help, and also how you can be helped with seniors helping seniors. Again, our guests this morning on Community Focus have been Tina Boggs, the owner of Seniors Helping Seniors, and also Andy Schneider, who works with the veterans with the organization. Again, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Thanks for having us.
That's Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM.